I'm Marco Werman. This is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Japan's devastated northeast coast was rocked by a 7.1 quake today. It was the biggest aftershock since the March 11th earthquake and tsunami. A tsunami alert was issued today for the region, which includes a crippled nuclear plant in Fukushima. The alert was later lifted, but nerves are on edge in Japan's northeast and in Tokyo, where the quake was felt as well. A BBC team, including correspondent Rachel Harvey, is there.
We were on the 19th floor of a tall office building, and we felt it very strongly here. There was a very violent shaking of the building that went on for what felt like a very long time. I think it was probably about a minute or so. And after the initial shaking, there was then a slow swaying. It's almost like being on a boat at sea. If you suffer from seasickness, it wouldn't have been much fun at all. It was a very unnerving kind of feeling.
Right. And in the north and northeast of Japan, where this new earthquake hit, are there many people left there, or were these areas already somewhat deserted?
Well, there are still people there in the evacuation centres. There aren't so many people in the coastal region. So although a tsunami warning was briefly issued, that tsunami warning has now been lifted, and most of those coastal areas had already been evacuated in any case. But it's also a case of what happens beyond the coastal fringes, that the power was knocked out again in at least three prefectures. We're hearing that major highways in Miyagi region were closed as a precaution for some time, but it feels as if the worst is over now. We're not hearing any reports of major casualties, which compared to last month is obviously a blessing.
At the Fukushima nuclear plant in northeast Japan, there was news that workers were ordered to evacuate because of the tsunami warning. This can't be good news for that plant. How is it likely to be affected by these new developments?
It was really interesting that within 15, 20 minutes of the earthquake finishing and things calming down, there was a press conference given by nuclear safety officials affiliated to the government. Now, I think that's a reflection of both the level of public concern and a recognition that officials need to reassure the public. The message is that there has been no further damage to that Fukushima Daiichi plant. There are no reports of any damage, no data that suggests a further radiation leak. Yes, the workers were evacuated as they had to be as soon as the earthquake warning was given, but there are no injuries, no further reports of damage there. However, there is another nuclear plant slightly further north from Fukushima at Onagawa, and there we're hearing that two external power sources out of three have been knocked out. The single source is now keeping the reactors cool. It's doing all the work, and officials say it is working efficiently and effectively, and there is no immediate threat. But clearly, in terms of the public mood, that's not going to be particularly reassuring that yet another plant appears to have been affected by another earthquake.
Now, as far as Fukushima, the power company obviously trying harder to reassure the public, bring us up to date with what was already going on at the Fukushima plant today.
Well, what they've been doing in the past day is to try and inject nitrogen gas into reactor number one. Now, that's because hydrogen had been building up in there, and if hydrogen and oxygen starts mixing together, it can become combustible. So they were trying to inject this nitrogen, which basically kind of nullifies the effects of the other two. It purges the system. Now, we were hearing that that operation had been going very smoothly. They're considering applying the same procedure to other reactors just as a precautionary measure. So they had some good news to report, both that they seem to have got that procedure going smoothly, and just before that they'd plugged the leak that they'd discovered. A crack in a concrete pit had been gushing radioactive water. They've plugged that gap. So it seemed as if they had been making a little bit of progress. But the more you hear from these press conferences, the more you get the impression that they're really kind of running to stand still. There's so much contaminated water that's built up inside that plant now. They've got to get that drained before they can get in there themselves to try and get the automated systems up and running. So it's a kind of catch-22. They've got to keep pouring water in to keep the reactors cool, but they've then got to get that contaminated water out before they can go in and restore systems.
The BBC's Rachel Harvey in Tokyo. Thank you indeed, Rachel.
Thank you.